Today we have another response to the government's decision to amend the Utilities Regulation Act to exempt some renewable energy producers from having to go through the process of FTC hearings for certain of their projects. Critics say it means the public will have no say on such projects. While intervener Tricia Watson and the Cooperative Coalition have condemned the government's action, the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, better known as BREEA, hasn't been as critical, but as we hear from its Vice President Stephen Worm, it is unhappy with the lack of consultation on the matter.
It appears to us at BREEA that government is intended to make some procedural changes to the current legislation to help move the industry forward. As right now there is a bit of a hiatus in the renewable energy sector where installation of PV systems are almost at a standstill, and the installation of utility-scale battery systems are needed to address the grid stability issues that are presently being experienced. Storage solutions are needed urgently if we are to meet our country's renewable energy target and maintain the interest and confidence of those who are willing to invest in the sector. Some of these storage solutions will need to be provided by the utility for which there is a clean energy transition right-in process in place, but this may take some time for it to be concluded. However, there's also an urgent need for the participation of other investors in this space, and it seems that the existing laws do not adequately provide for this to be done in a timely manner, and hence it seems that government sees the need to make an amendment to the law in order to achieve this.
He adds,
as well intentioned as the legislation seems to be, we think that had the necessary collaboration taken place before it reached this point, there would have been a different result. Had we had the opportunity to comment on it before, even though we support it in principle, we would have wanted to ensure that on implementing this, the necessary safeguards were in place to protect the interests of not only the owners and installers of renewable energy systems, but more importantly, the electricity consumers who are the ones that are using the electricity supply and paying the bills. Over the years, BREEA has had the opportunity to be at the table for many of the discussions held to shape the energy sector and have been sharing our views on what needs to be done to ensure a smooth transition to renewable energy. Even though we think many things could have been done differently, we think that our contributions and those of our stakeholders have been valued and have been listened to. However, in this case, we had not had the opportunity to comment on this bill as we would have had in several other cases, including the Electricity Supply Act, which is presently ongoing, and it appears that other stakeholders may be also in the same position. We believe that collaboration is critical because as simple as something may appear to be as one person, another person may be able to identify the potential pitfalls and allow for these to be addressed at an early stage. We think public debate on these issues is very healthy as it highlights the very important issues that impact on consumers. However, we do not believe that now issues have been highlighted, this would be the forum to solve the problem. We think that government should sit down with the relevant stakeholders to share the intention of this change, hear the stakeholders' concerns in more detail, and work with them to find the right solution for Barbados. Well, it would be ideal at the end of this collaboration process for everyone to be in agreement. We recognize that this will not always be the case, and the best we can expect is that those in leadership positions will take all the issues discussed into account and make the best decision in the interests of our country.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.